This is the BBC.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On today's show, 24 hours of disasters and blunders in the world of entertainment on Rob's Monday. Then, sporting heavyweights Freddie Flintoff, Robbie Savage and a man called the Ping Pong Guy play a game of story trumps. But who's got the best story out of all of them? I've got a brand new tune of the week and Greg's on Real or No Real. Oh, Chris.
What a night.
What an eventful weekend we've had. We do some weird things together, you know.
That's true.
I texted you this last night. I was like, mate, one day we'll look back on all this and be like, how did any of that happen? Last night, me and Chris hosted an award ceremony, which wasn't the Oscars. More on this in just a moment.
Scott Mills.
Right, Chris, there's something going on.
What's up?
There's just something in the air where a lot of things are going wrong for quite a lot of people in the last 24 hours.
Like a Rob's Monday.
Yeah, things are going rubbish for a lot of people, so I am naming today Rob's Monday. The most famous one being the Oscars, really rubs for them, where they were given the wrong envelope, it happens, and announced the wrong winner. Also last night, mirroring the Oscars blunder, myself and Chris took to the stage in London and hosted the 5th annual British Kebab Awards. And
same night as the Oscars.
Yeah, I don't know who organised that because, like, I didn't hear any of the Oscars news because I was too focused on kebabs.
Well, I wouldn't have heard anything about the Oscars if they hadn't had this massive mistake that's happened. Heard about it this morning.
Now, the recurring stress dream that I often have about being on stage or being on the radio and everything going wrong actually came true live on stage last night. I mean, everyone else laughed. I have nothing but sympathy for Warren Beatty right now. One of the newspapers described these awards that we hosted as a series of glitches. A series? At one point, I put my head on the lectern and went, help me!
At one point, we both screamed loudly when something wasn't working. Like, not at someone, I just mean it was like, ah!
I was sweating out. Everything that could have gone wrong at once went wrong. So first we announced someone as the winner and they were just the runner-up, so yeah. They were pleased.
that was kind of awful.
It started off okay, then that happened. That's first mistake. Then on one, the winner and the runner-up had the same kebab shop name apart from one letter, so I thought it was the same place.
No one thought to flag that to us, though.
No, so that was embarrassing. Then the microphones kept going off, like completely off, so no one could hear us. Then the video screen showing the nominees went off, and I didn't have them written down, so I couldn't read them out. They were just appearing on the screen.
Yeah, there was no walk-on music as well. If someone won an award, there was no music, so it was just, it sounded so awkward.
So is that silence where everyone's finished clapping, but they're still walking to the stage? Play some music! In the end, I was like, the music guy's fallen asleep, everyone, trying to make light of it. It was awful.
And then the next award, where they got the music working, they played two songs at the same time.
This all happened in the space... all happened in the space of 5 minutes. I mean, I still had good night. And
it was all good after the first couple of award given out, actually, we were flying.
And after with all that going against us, if we can host that, we can host anything now, do you know what I mean?
Totally.
The video showing the nominees went off because, and this is true, because a waiter had tripped over the cable, and so the video machine didn't work.
Anyway, Brits next year, Scott?
Honestly, if it goes as smoothly as it did last night, thanks to everyone at the awards for the kebabs. That wasn't the only two things that have happened on Rob's Monday. Tara's been on Twitter, having a Rob's Monday. She spent the last 6 months thinking that Clara was called Clara Anthem, not Clara Ampho. She's just found out this minute. And poor old Claire Ronacres on Radio 2, 11 o'clock this morning. She's having a Rob's Monday.
BBC News at 11 o'clock. This is Claire Ronacres. NHS England says thousands of patients may have come to harm because of an administrative mix-up. About 500...
OK, fine.
One BBC.
Radio One.
Robbie Savage, Freddie Flintoff, Matthew Saeed. Hello, boys.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Hello, how's it going?
All good. So all three of you are in Manchester, ready to record your podcast, right?
We certainly are, and I think you're being nice to Matthew there, you know, the guy who's wrote two books. You know, he's the ping pong guy. He's not Matthew Say. To us, he's just a normal ping pong guy.
So yeah. I call you Robbie, Freddie and ping pong guy.
That's right.
Yeah, that's good for me.
Matthew's a bit of an intellect, and we are slowly dragging him down to our level.
How did I get convinced to do this? It sounded good at the time.
You just took the cash, Matthew.
Is it true, guys, that your podcast is slowly changing the face of sport?
I wouldn't say slowly, I'd just say changing the face of sport. I think you're doing us a disservice.
Flintoff, Savage and the Ping Pong Guy, that's what it's called, right?
Yeah,
it's sport,
right.
Not as you know it.
Yeah, it's that wonderful balance between the cutting-edge intellectual topics, you know, a bit of Aristotle, and then we move into Robbie's quads and biceps.
I'm sure that would make more sense to the Radio 1 listeners than it did to me and Robbie. Hey, they're an educated bunch of listeners.
They certainly are. Boys, we thought we could do a game of story trumps with you today. Last time we did this, Ed Sheeran managed to story trump one of our listeners with a story by telling us that he was once strapped to Peter Jackson off of Lord of the Rings biplane and did a bit of wing walking or something like that.
Which one's Peter Jackson? Was it him who's looking for the ring?
Yeah, the ring guy.
Mm-hmm. All right.
The ring guy.
Thing is, nobody can outstory trump Ed Sheeran because his life is ridiculous on a daily basis. We've been waiting for the right time to bring this game back, but we felt that we had to wait for the right people. And I think all of you between you have some incredible stories, right, Chris?
Yeah, too right. You know, Flintoff has got so many stories. He's had some amazing nights out. Look at what he did after the Ashes. Savage, we went on a night out with you not that long ago. We know you've got stories.
We know
whether
that.
You say them or not. And the ping pong guy, well, we don't know if you've got any stories really, but we'd be interested to find out.
Okay. I don't really.
BBC Radio 1. Okay. Robbie Savage, Freddie Flintoff, Ping Pong Guy, I want you to all try and story trump each other. Chris is going to start with a story from 2007 and then see if you can out trump him, guys.
All right, 2007. I went on a night out with Oscar nominee, Oscar winner. Did he actually win? No, nominated, but still impressive. Dev Patel. And it escalated dramatically. It was in Southampton, Scott.
Why was he there?
He was doing a club PA and we just went out afterwards. We got on it.
You wouldn't do that now?
I went out with an Oscar nominee on a night out. How good is that?
I'll take your story, Chris. And now Ping Pong Guy is going to try and out-trump you.
Well, I was once in a cafe in Notting Hill and I ordered a cup of tea. And the waitress sort of said, yeah, I'll get you a cup of tea. Like, that wasn't her job to do. And I was feeling a bit peeved. And then there was this commotion and a flash of lights, and David Beckham came in. And he glanced across the cafe, and no one obviously knew that I had ghosted David's autobiography. And he came over and said, hey, Matthew, how are you? I said, yeah, fine, David. Kathy, that's my wife. I said, yeah, she's all right. Kids? Yeah, not too bad, actually, thanks. I was kind of glancing over at the waitress whose jaw was getting ever lower to the floor. And I said, fancy a cup of tea? And he said, yeah, go on then. And she dashed to the kitchen, got the cup of tea twice as fast. And I felt quite good about my... This is in the days before I was the ping pong guy, before I sort of had that slight amount of notoriety.
Well, that was an amazing story. That was a great way to start.
Did you ghostwrite his autobiography?
Just casually drop that in, ping pong guy.
Yeah, David said. David said. He said, if you're as good at writing as you are at the backhand slice, I'd like to have you in for my next autobiography. And so I went out to Paris when he was in his final season at Paris Saint Germain.
But then, when you write his book, do you have to write it in his kind of style of words?
Yeah,
you have to kind of pretend to be him and then write it like that.
I've got to tell you, the first and only ghosted book I will ever do, because I wrote it and they were like, this doesn't sound anything like David Beckham. So we had to sort of revise it significantly.
Okay, so that escalated in a cafe with David Beckham, also kind of wrote David Beckham's book. Definitely out trumps you, Chris. Now, Robbie Savage.
Ooh. Well, I've got a story where Robbie Williams was performing at the Etihad on his tour.
You started big here, Robbie. You've gone big. Savage. Classic
so,
Savage.
We were friends and we swapped emails. And then when he was performing, he had a day off. So he emailed me and said, do you mind if I come round? So I said, come to my house. And he went, yeah, where do you think? I said, yeah, brilliant. So I've told my wife, she's obviously a bag of nerves. She's, oh, no, I need to get some food in, blah, blah, blah. The next email come and said,
food.
Yeah, she needs some food. The next email was, I'm going to bring my wife, Ida, the dogs, and Ida's mother. And I said, okay. He said, have you got gates and a wall? I said, hasn't everybody? he said, because people will be following me, blah, blah, blah. I said, of course. Everything's secure, safe. Anyway, up he pulls in a nice big Viano van. Get out. Six or seven dogs. Robbie Williams, Ida, and his mother-in-law. They come up the...
I've met her.
Yeah, they're great, aren't they? They're great on Instagram. You've got to follow them.
They are funny.
Yeah. Anyway, they come into the house. He has his sushi. We're there, sit in the back garden. Anyway.
Not sure where this is going.
Then goes in. Ida liked a pair of my wife's shoes she had on, right?
You know, so when you go on too long at the Golden Globes, this is the music.
Anyway, I'll take you for a pair. They get in the car, she turns the radio on, and she's only got Robbie Williams' CD on in the car. It's so embarrassing, loud. Ida said to my wife, oh, don't worry, it happens all the time. Anyway. I'm not boring you yet.
It's a long story.
It's a long story.
But I know it's going to be good at the end. I know
it's not. It's
can
not.
Can you email this one, Rob?
So anyway, got a long story short. A very long story short. The kids get home from school. So they're thinking, right, Dad's going to be there on his own. The kids walk up the drive from school. Took about half an hour, by the way. I'm joking. They walk up the drive and they've got Robbie Williams with their dad in my back garden eating sushi. That's bizarre, isn't it?
Cool story. No, that's good.
Is it not good, that?
Yes.
Well, I think it's good.
Well, who's winning so far out of you and the ping pong guy? Tricky one.
That's a tricky one. It's your decision.
The toss-up.
I think the ping pong guy has it at the moment.
Oh!
I'm going to play a song, then we'll get to Freddie, who I think could top all of us.
I think he must do.
Hit pink eye after the Ashes, Scott. I know, he's had some amazing nights out. Wait right there.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
We're playing Story Trumps with Robbie Savage, Freddie Flintoff and Ping Pong Guy. OK, it's time for the final story. Can Freddie Flintoff top all three of you? Let's find out.
Right, before I start this story, I'd like to add, this is not how I live my life on a normal basis.
Sure. This is going to be good.
Right. It's a few years ago, when I was still on the sauce, and I got invited to a party at Jimmy Carr's house. Jimmy Carr comes on a league of their own, great lad. He has these parties which are legendary. Everyone comes round. So me and the missus, we book into a hotel around the corner, we turn up at his house. Jimmy answers the door. I give him a bottle or something, say, thanks for having us, Jimmy. He says, oh, it's great, guys. Come in the kitchen. Come and do some tequilas with Steve. So I said, yeah, go on then, Jim. I'll do some tequilas with Steve. Why not? So we walk in. We go through the lounge. I'm walking past people. In one corner, there's Andrew Lloyd Webber. In another, there's Nigella Lawson. In another, there's Harry Styles and Jamie Redknapp. It was all the beautiful people. But we get into the kitchen. Sat there is Steve. Now, I did not expect Steve to be Steve. Steve was Stephen Hawkins. He sat there in his chair next to him. There's Example, the rapper, there's John Bishop and Jimmy. So Jimmy, on the table in his kitchen. So I get my tequila, I knock back my tequila. Steve has a tequila, Jimmy has one, Example has one. And then conversation starts. Jimmy's talking to me and he says to Steve, Steve, now have you heard of Freddie Flintoff, ex-England cricketer and captain? Now, you've got to wait, haven't you? You've got to wait. I'm on tenterhooks. You've got to wait for Steve to type it up. So I'm stood there. I'm waiting. I'm waiting. I'm thinking, please, Steve. Please, Steve. I've heard of me. And I'm there. Then all of a sudden, from nowhere, you hear, yes, I have.
Whoa!
Right? I was the happiest I have ever been in my life.
Amazing.
But listen. Whilst I am basking in the glory of the world's cleverest man, knowing my name, knowing I exist, I have forgot to reply. I didn't know what to do. I'm stood there. And Jimmy's nodding towards me saying, say something to him, say something to him. All I could do to the world's cleverest man was lean in, stick my thumb up and say, you all right, Steve?
And that is a story trump and a half from
that
Freddie Flintoff.
Incredible.
Amazing scenes.
Tequilas with Stephen Hawking.
Example, randomly.
It was a meeting of minds, that is for sure.
Obviously, Freddie, this is a one-off and not in any way an example to others.
No, not at all. Don't even touch it now.
I know.
So if Stephen Hawking offers you on a night out, think carefully. He's an animal.
I knew that you'd be the winner, and you are, Freddie. Congratulations.
Thanks, fellas.
And I tell you what, Scott, that you can hear more of this on Flintoff, Savage and the Ping Pong Guy on BBC Radio 5 Live, and download the podcast.
Yeah, because I've got a great Desmond Tutu story.
Oh, I've enjoyed this so much. Thanks, lads.
Cheers, fellas.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Jack is 19. He's an Ipswich and he's an estate agent. Hi, Jack.
Hi, Scott.
How you doing?
I'm very well, thanks. Yourself?
Yeah, good. Have you got a car with your company name on it, Jack, that you're driving around right now?
I don't. It's an unmarked car, so it's just my own car that I used to ride around.
Okay, and have you had any viewings today?
Just the one this morning, and I've got another one this afternoon, but that's about it.
Okay. Jack, I'd like you to imagine, like, an overpriced small room with rat infestation and some mould,
right.
Really smells, and a moth-eaten mattress. Sell it to me as if I want to rent it.
Because they're the masters of spin.
Come
really.
On, spin it for me.
You've given me a hard one here, but what I would say is just imagine there was a beautiful open window, plenty of light to bring in, so it brings out the colour and the moth. I mean, that's what you want. Right. And the rats, they're actually really friendly, so you could even make them pets if you wanted to.
Oh, right, so they could be pets.
Yeah, you could have them as pets if you wanted to. One's called Reggie, the other one's called Joe. So they're happy to go for walks with you if you want. And the mattresses, well, what can I say about that? It's just a once-in-a-lifetime mattress.
Right, oh, you're good, see? Sold.
Thank you.
And that's, was it, £800 a week, is it?
For you, Scott, I'd do £650.
Oh, wow, thanks so much, Jack.
Dirty mattress,
no,
it's character. It's that kind
character.
Of thing, isn't it?
Chris, you've got it spot on.
Yeah, I reckon I'd be an awesome estate agent.
Yeah, do
you, Scott? Yeah, defo. I was well jealous of all my mates who were estate agents because they got a free car.
Yeah.
Or they, I don't even know what the arrangement was with it, but they all had a car when I didn't.
Yeah.
It did have the name of the business on the side, but all good.
Jack, who do you normally go for on Bangers?
Well, it's normally Chris, but occasionally, Scott, you do drop a guilty pleasure banger that I have to pick.
Okay, Jack, well, I'm hoping that I can change your mind today. I've got this.
Shardy's like a melody in OMG. My head that I can't keep.
Classic.
Oh, is it? Come on, Jack.
Classic.
Come on, mate.
Right, shout out to the iPod mentioned in this song.
Oh, Jack. Come on.
It's Iaz and Replay.
Okay, so it's all a bit awkward.
That's
all right,
awkward.
Jack, you can have Scott's song or you can have my banger. Classic My Chemical Romance. Famous last words. Now, Jack, it's a really good song. Don't make the mistake here.
Yeah.
Well, I know you got robbed on Friday.
I did, mate.
Get robbed there.
Now,
I'll agree with you there.
Jack, let me sell this Iaz track to you, right? It's once in a lifetime.
Here he goes.
Iaz tracks don't come around that often. Snap it up while you can. That's what I'm saying. In fact, they'll probably never come around again. I think he's off.
They're both good choice for a Monday afternoon, I can tell you that. But
what he's doing is estate agent bit. Go on. Go on, son.
I am going to have to go with Scott because it is a banger.
Yeah! You
sorry,
don't know
Chris,
what you've
I'm sorry.
Done,
I knew
Jack.
I'd change your mind.
Shardy's like a melody in my head that I can't keep on. Got me singing like na-na-na-na every day's like my iPod stuck on replay. Shardy's like a melody in my head that I can't keep on. Got me singing like na-na-na-na every day's like my iPod stuck on replay.
I just can't believe that one.
I mean, it didn't sound as good as it did in my head at the time. Right, you need to stop with this on Twitter, please. Stop sending me the new head of the Metropolitan Police pictures. Have you got, like, a bank of Cressida dick pics or what?
I do. Only for this kind of... Well, because it's happening on the regs now. I don't know what's going on. That was a classic My Chemical Romance song, which had just been beaten by Iaz. Look at this.
Here come the sirens.
Chris Wright plastering away. I mean, there's no end of people saying there's a robbery. But he says, Chris, you're playing it too safe. How can you compete when his iPod is stuck on replay, play?
JR.
Rubbish. I cannot believe... I knew... Do you know what? I got a vibe off Jack early doors. He says he always goes for me. It's a well-rehearsed routine you have here. Ones that you think are going to go for me and you turn them.
I know.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
So Chris has got a new thing on Fridays where he makes friends with random people. Are you doing it to kind of increase your friend circle a bit?
No, 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 it's not really that. It's just on Friday, be a bit more positive. Everyone's happy because it's Friday generally, so it's a good time to catch people.
I forgot, you're really popular. You don't need any more new friends.
All right. Well, no, actually, I just thought it was quite cool because last Friday, got talking to this guy when I was getting a coffee, just happens to have written the One Show theme tune. And this is what I'm saying. We walk past these people every day. Admittedly, not, you know, people who create the One Show theme. But and what I'm saying is, get talking to other people.
He also made the BBC News music and Country File, loads of them. Mm. Now, I didn't believe you at first because anyone could be like, oh, yeah, I did the One Show thing. Do you know what I mean? But then, actually, it turned out that it was him. People were doing their research. The listeners were researching it for us by just using search engine. Be like, yep, definitely that guy, David Lowe, isn't it?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, so you're going to do this every week now?
What, try and meet new people?
Yeah.
Yes, every Friday. And if everyone else does the same, we will find some interesting characters out there.
Thing is, what's going to happen now on your Twitter and in the street probably is every Friday, people are going to be telling you stuff that's blatantly not true that they do because they're just going to have you on now. Like that Bangers caller recently. Do you remember he said he painted the faces on Lego Men? We looked that up.
We both fell for that.
We did fall for it. We did believe him, but then we saw that it was done by a machine. He doesn't paint them on. You couldn't do that. It's so tiny.
He stuck with that one, though, didn't he?
Right. So you're going to get it all now. You're going to get people telling you all sorts of nonsense. Josh, what do you tell people when you meet them?
Well, me and my mate Sam, when we used to go out in town a few years ago, we used to lie to the ladies and tell them that we were dolphin shavers. Did a bit of work in SeaWorld in America. Dolphins actually like quite hairy. They're like otters. They need shaving to keep them like nice and egg-like. Mm.
And then you shave the dolphins. That's what you were claiming.
The dolphins need keeping shaved. Yeah.
Right, you dolphin shaver. That's what you are.
I've actually heard this one been done before, Scott.
Does it work?
The old shaving off the dolphins there. Well, it's a bit weird if you're not near the coast on a night out, isn't it?
Mm.
Josh, did it ever work for you?
Me personally?
Yep.
No.
Right, okay.
I've got another one though. We used to count beans for beans companies into the tins to make sure there was the right amount in each bean tin.
And did that work with the ladies?
No.
Right, okay. Good success rate then.
Scott Mills.
So many people are not having the best start to the week, are they?
Well, it's, as you called it, Rob's Monday.
Rob's Monday. All started with the Oscars mess up, and it's all kind of gone downhill from there, really. Also, shout out and having a Rob's Monday are the press at the Oscars when Ryan Gosling turns up with somebody else in tow, and everyone's going, oh, hello, hot new girlfriend. No, that's his sister. Well done to the press there. Remember this off of Top Model Australia? This probably happened on a Monday as well.
So, the winner and Australia's next top model for 2010. Is it's you, Kelsey?
But you had a Rob's Monday.
Oh my God, I don't know what to say right now. I'm feeling a bit sick about this. Oh, I don't know what to say. This was a complete accident. I'm so sorry. It's Amanda. I'm so sorry.
It's Amanda. I'm so sorry.
Rubbish.
When that happened, I was going around for ages going, it's Amanda. I'm so sorry to everyone. They're like, what? Classic Rubs Monday. Hello, Tanya.
Hello, Scott.
Tell me,
Monday.
I know. Tell me about it. What's going on?
Oh, do you know, I've had the worst day because a month ago, I dropped my phone down the toilet. And I picked it out, and it wouldn't work, and it died.
Did you try rice? Shop. I hate that now. Did you try rice?
It takes a year to dry out if you do rice.
Yeah, but that's what you got to do. You got to put it in rice for a year.
No phone for a year.
But you can never
exactly.
do that.
Okay, then what?
I took it to the man in the shop. He tried to fix it. It was dead. Completely dead.
So, well, how are you speaking to me now?
Well, this isn't the whole story, Scott, because that was a month ago. This morning, I did the very same thing with a very new phone.
Down the loo again?
Yeah, 3 weeks I've had the phone. Down the loo again.
You love it.
Oh, do you know the worst thing is that I put some cat poo down the toilet.
And
yeah, when I pulled the phone out, it was a bit bobbing. Anyway, the good news is that after all the awfulness that's happened, the man in the shop has fixed the phone. And do you know what the key is? When you drop it down the toilet, pick it out, turn it off.
Classic.
Well, thanks.
So this is the phone that you're not on your standby 3310, no?
No. This is the phone. This is the actual phone. Honestly, I'm so happy. I've been talking to the universe. I'm completely crazed.
But did you tell the man that it had cat poo on it before he fixed it?
No.
No. Rob's Monday. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
Yes, what's going on?
It's a totes rubs Monday.
Go on.
So I've been up since 3 o'clock helping my housemate move out. And now she's left, she's gone. I've just noticed that she's only gone and stolen all my cutlery. So to be honest, I think hot dogs are on the cards for dinner tonight.
You're going to have a hot dog or anything you can eat with your hands.
Yeah, housemates will literally do that. They will do that when they move out. They'll take. Do you know what? One of my housemates took the bin. And then that's a weird thing to take, isn't it?
All
right, fair play, it's yours and all. But give us a warning, you've taken the bin.
I didn't even notice her take it.
No.
I don't know how she'd done it. I think she might have planned it all along and thought, yeah, I'm going to take cutlery.
Once they're out, they don't care about you at all.
Oh, no. It's horrendous.
Well, you got nothing. No spoons, nothing.
Literally nothing.
Mate.
Can't even make a cup of tea, mate.
Rob's Monday!
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Shanna.
Hi.
Is it Rob's for you?
It is, yeah. I was taking a printer out of a box today and the lid opened and hit me in the face and I think I might have broken my nose.
Oh, no.
I mean, sorry. You've broken your nose, do you think?
I think I might have, yeah. It's really sore, and I'm waiting for the black eyes to show up.
Oh, no.
That should be an interesting Tuesday.
What were you doing on Rob's Monday when you thought you broke your nose?
Well, I was taking a printer out of a box, and the bit that opens that you put the ink in just kind of flung open and
hit
me in the
flap
face.
In the face.
Yeah, not good.
That will happen.
Did you hear anything go snap? Oh.
No, but it is a bit bumpy.
It's a bit sore, isn't it?
Yeah.
Rob's
Scott Mills.
Hi, Greg James.
Hello.
Are you having a good Monday or a Rob's Monday?
Well, I'm having a good Monday, but I'm enjoying the whole world not having a good Monday.
What?
Unbelievable.
Meltdown at the Oscars.
Oh, what a moment. To when everyone woke up this morning, they see the thing, they go, oh, that sounds awkward. And then you watch it and it's 10 times worse than you can imagine.
I can't bear it.
The thing that I couldn't get over was the fact that, and I'm sure everyone's seen it by now, but the fact is that they all went on stage and it was so far into the speech. That's the thing. It's not like it was like the ones that you played earlier, you know, the ones that were, you know, they're like, oh no, sorry, that was a mistake.
Is anyone suspicious about it? Anyone suspecting that it was done on purpose?
No, but I've not stopped reading about why it happened. That is fascinating.
That is fascinating. Someone is going to be fired.
Well,
if they haven't been already.
Yeah, but no one's really talked about the Oscars more than they have done today.
True.
It's kind of job
done,
right?
That's what I'm saying.
And everyone's going to go and see Moonlight now.
That's what I mean. Are you sure no one's done this on purpose?
No, because the LA people will be like, who did this? You're fired. You know it. Even though it's been everywhere. Yeah. Emma Stone's face. OMG.
I tell you, the one person who's come out all of this is the bloke who ate the pie last week at Sutton.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Who? Everyone's forgotten that now.
And then there's poor Claire, the newsreader on Radio 2. She's had a Rob's Monday.
BBC News at 11 o'clock. This is Claire Runacres.
Yes.
NHS England says thousands of patients may have come to harm because of an administrative cock-up. Sorry, mix-up.
Mix-up, that's what you meant, wasn't it, Claire? Sorry, I played that three times now. I do apologise to Claire.
By the way, what a newsreader.
What a newsreader.
Love Runacres.
And here's today's Real or No Real.
As well as giving out the wrong Best Picture award last night, the Oscars in memoriam segment showed a woman who is still alive.
Oh, my word. This hasn't happened, has it?
It can't have done.
No way.
Imagine you're surprised when you look. Oh, hang on, I'm not dead.
That's me.
That's me.
Well, what an amazing thing to do, to walk up and accept it. Like, and accept it, I'm just going wave to freak everyone out.
I think it was just like a kind of, like a little collage of people that have passed.
Okay, but I would, if that was me, if I was featured in that and I was there,
would you run up?
You'd get up and then sort of walk like a zombie up onto the stage. Go, it's nice to be back.
That, if true, this is terrible. And they've had an absolute rubs Monday.
They've had to see the picture of themselves. I hope it was a flattering picture.
How shocked would you be, though? It's like,
Chris is concerned with the picture. They all think you're dead. And you're
worried
about
just got me thinking what my picture would be. But maybe that's a chat for another time.
Right, okay.
Maybe. It's important to have it planned out, though, isn't it?
This has happened, do you think?
I really hope not. It's a weird thing to make up, isn't
another
it?
Another blunder from the evening.
You know, pardon the expression, it has been buried in the other news.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, because that would be massive otherwise.
Mm.
Do you think?
Oh, I think this is probably real.
Is that why they've done it then? They've seen the first era, so what they've gone, okay, what we'll do, last award's coming up. We need to do something drastic here.
Give it to the wrong, give it to Finding Nemo.
Yeah. So, no, surely not. But then why? Oh, I'm going to go real.
Real.
That one's real.
Oh, no.
What?
Okay, it's just been handed to me. It's true. Australian film producer Jan Chapman's picture was used by accident next to someone else's name. That's even worse, even though she's very much still alive. So the picture of Jan, someone else's name, but she's like, oh, hello, I'm alive. Oh, my word. What a nightmare. And next.
The day after Storm Doris hit the UK last week, Kerry Katona had to ask her neighbour, Rav Wilding, to return her kid's trampoline, which had flown into his garden next door.
Hang on, there's a lot going on there.
Right,
so there's a lot going on in that one.
Let me break it down for you. So, Kerry Katona lives next to Rav Wilding.
Right.
Off of Crime Watch.
Off of Crime Watch back in the day. Police programmes. And then...
Were they ever an item, those two?
No, the neighbours.
Right.
No, you're thinking of Chanel Hayes.
Oh. What?
Her and Rav did a thing for a while.
Who's Chanel? Is she...
Big Brother?
Do you mean Chantel?
No, sure it wasn't no, Chantel.
Different world. That... Oh, I know, it was Chantel.
Is Chantel the one that was fake?
Fake one.
Fake celebrity, but then it became a celebrity, and the irony was that she became a celebrity, and it was a sort of...
Mm-hmm. There is also a Chanel, but I believe you're right, it's Chantel. Anyway, so, Kerry Katona and Rav Wilding, their neighbours, Storm Doris hits, Kids Trampoline, which is owned by Katona, flies over at top speed into Wilding's garden, and then she has to go around and go, can I have a trampoline back? It's for my kids.
Rav Wilding is buff, isn't he? So he could probably just lift that trampoline straight over the fence.
He could probably throw it back.
Do you know what I mean?
Throw it back against Doris.
Yeah,
Rav Wilding is stronger than Storm Doris.
With one arm. Real. Yeah. One arm throw. Is this real?
Rav Wilding... I don't understand. Yeah, probably real. Who's making this up?
Well, it's the real or no is, I guess, the main part of this is, are they neighbours? real or no real of the year.
Okay, if this isn't real, the person who did this needs help.
Yes, and they've chosen those two names.
Who has made this up?
So shame on you, whoever's done this, if this is no real, I'm going to go real.
I'm going to go no real.
That one is no real. Oh.
Who's made that? This is madness.
Yeah, okay, so the poshest member of the team, HRH, made that up, I do believe. Or was it you?
Was it HRH or you?
It's the supply producer.
They did one name each.
He is today, and his mind is warped. Right, okay, that's made up. They're not even neighbours, actually. Is this blowing your mind, Rav Wilding and Kerry Katona?
I can't even cope with any of this today.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Just thinking, Chris, do you know who would have been the ideal companion at last night's Kebab Awards? Would have been Greg. He would have loved every single minute of it.
I would have loved it. I was watching your Snapchat and I was getting a little bit FOMO about the Kebab Awards. Screw the Oscars.
It's, I mean... I love award season, don't you? And, I used that one last night, didn't I?
Did you? Went down badly.
Yeah, really bad.
You didn't... Oh, no, it would have been before the Oscars, but you didn't give out the wrong... Anything,
countless times.
We announced the wrong winner.
You don't see that on BBC News Online?
No.
I don't see that on the BuzzFeed list?
There is a thing on the Evening Standard in London tonight which saying that... saying that there were technical glitches, and that is an understatement. When the mics don't work, and a waiter trips over a cable, which means that the video screens don't work with the nominations on, those are glitches.
But I don't want the Kebab Awards to be flawless.
And it wasn't.
I don't want it to be slick.
But here's the thing. I reckon we got the gig next year. I reckon we have. I don't know.
Oh, well, why would you say that?
Oh, right.
Awful.
Okay, it's
fate.
Just that I just think, I don't know, I think they liked it in the end.
Maybe
so
I should,
year.
Can we do threes up next year?
Triple, yes. And here's your last fact on real.
Don't now you go and take it.
Oh,
No, I don't want to. I just quite like to be there.
Also,
I'd like to be there.
Who is that lady that was like really on fire? The mayor of Lambeth. I think she's probably going to get it.
Do they have an auction? I could do that. No.
Yeah, there's a raffle.
Is there a raffle? Yeah. I can do the raffle.
And those guys were awful.
Is it a meat raffle?
It could only get better. Here's your just normal. You could win some books. Here's your last facts.
Manchester United striker Zlatan Ibrahimovic has a house solely for storing his trophies and medals from his career.
So where do you put your trophy, Scott?
I haven't got any. I've got... Have I got any? Oh, I've got the one off, we won off Robot Wars, but you stole that.
I took that last night.
Dropped him home afterwards. He's like, can I have the Robot Wars trophy? I was like, oh yeah, I'll get out.
I had to quickly pop back to his house. I was like, oh, hang on a minute, I'll bring the statue home.
We
it's
won
the heaviest thing on earth.
But you only get one trophy, so we share it. But I've had it ever since.
Like Ant and Dec.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it's shaped like a massive, well, it is a massive drill bit.
Yeah.
That was good.
Really heavy.
I had to carry that back from Glasgow, actually.
Poor love.
I know.
Scott, where did you put that one?
In upstairs. You know where I put them? On that little table.
Just bickering like a couple now, by the way. You know where I put them.
Anyway.
You know where I put them.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic has got a house just for his trophies. Can this be true?
Well, you're currently embroiled in all sorts of drama with your neighbours around planning permission for a museum that you want to build.
It's not a museum.
Is it the Scott Mills
Museum? An outhouse that's going to be outhouse. Filled with awards.
It's not.
The museum, some real, some fake.
The Museum of Radio.
he's planning on charging entry, but the neighbours aren't having it.
I'm putting myself in there. Has Zlatan got a house just for his trophies? Real or no real?
Yes, that would be a very Zlatan thing to do. Do you know what that means, Scott?
Nope.
So I'm going to go real.
Yeah, probably real.
That one is real.
It's true. He made the claims to reporters after the EFL Cup final on Sunday, in which he scored the winning goal and took his tally of career trophies to 30. At the end of that round of real or no real?
I got 20 points. Greg got 30 points.
Today,
at 10 past five, we have the Chainsmokers joining me, and we'll talk all about their collaboration with Coldplay and their performance at the Brits last week and how that came about. Plus, it's the official chart update at 5:30. We'll find out where that song is. It could be a real big contender for number one this week.
We're quite jealous that you've got Chainsmokers in.
They're good fun.
Scott Mills.
That's it. We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.